Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 52 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Hailey Stidham.
Kentucky State Police are investigating a body found inside a burned truck in Rowan County.
Attorney General Andy Beshear says a Floyd County community has violated the Open Records Act.
An attorney has threatened to file a civil rights lawsuit against the State Department of Education.
Kentucky hemp sales continue to grow at a rapid pace.
In sports, the Moorhead State baseball team is hosting Alabama State this afternoon.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Wednesday night, showers likely, mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 43. Thursday, showers likely, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 53. Thursday, partly cloudy with a low around 35.
An investigation is underway after a body was found inside a burned truck in Rowan County. WKYT reports a spotter plane with the Kentucky Division of Forestry reported seeing a forest fire off Lakiji Road yesterday evening. Firefighters responded to the area to extinguish the flames. While doing so, they discovered a truck on a nearby trail. Rowan County Coroner John Northcutt says the body was burned beyond recognition and is being sent to the state medical examiner's office for an autopsy to be conducted today. The cause of death is not known at this time. Kentucky State Police are conducting the investigation.
Kentucky Attorney General Andrew Beshear says the city of Martin and Floyd County is in violation of the Open Records Act after the city proposed to annex state roads surrounding the city. Individuals there wanted more information on the matter and filed open records requests. In Kentucky, government agencies must respond to those requests within 3 days. Terry Thornsberry is one of the individuals who filed a request. He tells WYMT the city never came through, and he's happy to have the Attorney General's assistance.
We knew they were involved. We just appreciate the Attorney General backing us up on that. We're going to open up the books of Martin. I don't know what it's going to take, but we are going to open up the books of Martin. We are going to find out what's going on.
With the AG's assistance, Thornsberry hopes to have information soon on the controversial annexation.
An attorney has threatened to sue the Kentucky Department of Education for seeking the names of teachers who used sick days to protest at the state capitol. WSAZ reports 10 Kentucky school districts have been forced to close several times this month as teachers use their sick days so they could protest proposed legislation at the state capitol. Wayne Lewis, the education commissioner, sent a letter to those districts last Thursday asking for the names of every teacher who called in sick on the days the district was forced to close. Attorney Mark Wollander notified the department Friday that he was preparing to file a federal civil rights lawsuit for the, quote, unprecedented interference with teachers' constitutional rights.
Hemp may only represent a sliver of Kentucky agricultural picture, but the speed of industry growth has farmers, sellers, and state officials sounding optimistic. Monday, Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles announced there was a 300% increase in hemp product sales in 2018. Chad Rosen with Victory Hemp Food says the growth has been astounding and the increased prevalence of the crop has skeptical farmers taking a second look.
Maybe their wife or their uncle or their son or their brother or their sister has enjoyed the effects of starting to use CBD or hemp seeds in their morning breakfast or whatever it is, and it's continued to reverse the negative stigma of hemp and normalized it to the degree that more producers are getting off the sidelines.
And that number is growing. The number of hemp-approved farmers in the state jumped more than 500% this year.
Maysville Community and Technical College is hosting a Kentucky FAME meet and greet this week. Kentucky FAME is an apprenticeship program designed to give students opportunities to work in their desired field. Brittany Cord is the Director of Workforce Solutions at MCTC. She says the meet and greet is more than learning about the program.
It's basically just, you know, kind of an opportunity to learn not only the specifics of FAME, but to really get to know our industry partners that are our sponsors.
The meet and greet will be hosted Wednesday at the Maysville campus and Thursday at the Mount Sterling campus. Both nights, the event begins at 5:30 p.m.
The Friends of the Round County Public Library is hosting their fifth annual used book sale this week. The sale begins Thursday at 9 a.m. and goes through Saturday. On the final day, individuals can buy a tote bag for $5 and fill it up with books. Marilyn Friedhoff is a library assistant at Round County Public Library. She says the used book sale has been successful in previous years.
Every year it gets busier and busier. We usually have about 30 or 40 people lined up in front of the library at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. We get a lot of people from the community who are interested in finding some of their favorite authors.
RCPL takes used book donations year-round. To volunteer for the sale, call 606-784-7137.
I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Haley Sidham, and this has been your Mountain Edition News here on Morehead State Public Radio. Your local sports with WMKY's Tanner Boyd is coming up right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Bypass Pawn buys, sells, trades, and loans almost anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Bypass Pawn is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays. 897 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Phone number is 780-7296. Facebook and online, bypasspawn.com.
Hello, good afternoon. For Mountain Edition Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting. The Morehead State baseball team is trying to wrap up its most recent homestand of the season. The Eagles are hosting Alabama State this afternoon to begin a two-game series against the Hornets. Head coach Mike McGuire says things have been going good in recent matchups, but after this series, his guys will be on the road for a while.
Nice homestand that we've so far. We're 4-1 on, and got two more games here, and so hopefully we can end this homestand on the right way before we go on our longest road trip of the year, coming up right behind it.
Today's game is currently underway, and first pitch tomorrow is set for 1 o'clock. The Rowan County baseball team is on the road again this evening. The Vikings will face Ashland Blazer after a victory at Greenup County opened the season Monday evening. Rowan coach Scott Collins says the Tomcats are going to be a tough team to beat.
They've got quite a few returning players, and they hit the ball really well. I don't know how much, as far as their pitching staff, what they'll have coming back this year, but they're probably first four, five, six can really hit the ball, so we'll have to be ready to go as far as our pitching staff tomorrow as well.
The first pitch in Ashland tonight is set for 6 p.m. With less than 2 weeks to go until the season opener, the Reds have yet to announce their opening day starter. New Reds manager David Bell believes any pitcher in the rotation has the potential to fill the role, saying he doesn't think he can go wrong but hasn't been determined yet. The Reds' last two opening day starters were Scott Feldman and Homer Bailey, neither of whom are still with the organization. After making big moves in the offseason, too, Bell and the Reds are looking to immediately be in the mix for the NL Central Division crown. The Reds last won the division in 2012. Cincinnati kicks off its season on March 28th at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Vikings softball team will hold their home opener tonight with Raceland. Rowan is coming off a 10-1 win on the road last night at Montgomery County. Coach Larry Sloan says his team will have to work hard for the win tonight.
Well, they're going to hit the ball really well. They're going to score some runs. We do have to play pretty good defense because they'll make us play. And if we don't play very good defense, we will really struggle in that ball game. Then obviously every night you got to hit it. But defense is something that you should be consistent enough with to limit the amount of runs another team has.
The Lady Rams and the Vikings face off tonight at 6 p.m. at Sloan Stadium. Taking a look at other regional softball matchups this evening, Bath County hosts Bryan Station, Morgan County travels to East Carter, Elliott County hosts a doubleheader with Winnetka out of Ashton, West Virginia, Fleming travels to Estill County, and Boyd County travels to Mason County. All five of those games are slated to begin at 6 p.m. In regional baseball action tonight, Fleming hosts Harrison at 5 o'clock, and Bath County hosts Menifee at 5:30. Then Lewis hosts Bracken County, Morgan County hosts Boyd County, West Carter travels to Raceland, and Russell hosts East Carter. Those last four matchups are set to begin at 6 p.m. Moorhead State's beach volleyball team faces off with the Gamecocks tonight in Columbia, South Carolina. The University of South Carolina is 10-6 on their season. They took down Eastern Kentucky University, Georgia State, and the University of Alabama Birmingham in the Gamecock Grand Slam this weekend. Eagle head coach Jamie Gordon said it's hard to prepare for large schools since their lineup can be unpredictable.
Even if you have one pair that is really prepped and familiar with who they think they're going to play, when the lineups come out, if there's a shift, you may have a different pairing that you're facing than the one that you anticipated. And so their ability to make adjustments on the fly is really important. And that's, you know, something we work on in practice.
The first serve is set for 6 p.m. this evening. Murray State has earned a number 12 seed in the 2019 NCAA tournament and will face Marquette in the first round in the West region. Murray State has had a storybook season led by star sophomore guard Ja Morant, a potential top five pick in the upcoming NBA draft. Racers head coach Mac McMahon says Morant has been a force for his team from the very beginning.
We knew when we were fortunate enough to sign him that he was going to be a special player. And then after his freshman year with the numbers he put up, I think Penny Hardaway, Jason Kidd, and maybe two other players in the last 30 years of college basketball have put up the numbers he did last season.
This is the second year in a row the Racers have reached the NCAA tournament. Murray State made it to the March Madness by winning the Ohio Valley Conference tournament with a title win over Belmont, who also reached the NCAA tournament. And finally, the Cincinnati Bengals and Tyler Eifert came to terms on a new one-year deal over the weekend. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports the contract is likely structured like the one the two parties agreed to last offseason, loaded with incentives the 28-year-old tight end can obtain should he stay healthy. Last season, Eifert caught 15 passes for 179 yards and a touchdown in four games and looked like he was back to form as one of the Bengals' most potent defensive weapons. But a broken ankle suffered shortly after scoring a touchdown against the Falcons abruptly ended his season. Eifert has played just 14 games and scored just six touchdowns the past three seasons due to ankle, back, and knee injuries. And that's a check of sports. For WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball hosts Alabama State tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m., softball welcomes Jacksonville State for a doubleheader on Friday and Tennessee Tech for two games on Sunday. Tickets available for the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. And WUKY's Josh James. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Haley Stidham and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. The time is 4:44. Now back to the world.